Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Got a great open there. What do you got for us today?
Well, Joe, Hollywood's headlines are brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's time for you to ditch outdated sports drinks and switch to Body Armor Sports Drink for superior hydration.
Boy, that sounds good. And do you have any freebies for us today? It's hot out there, man, for tennis.
You've been stealing all of my
freebies. I have
been.
You just noticed that?
Not crazy about it.
It's good stuff there.
All right, we start off here with an interesting story coming out of the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather press conference tour. This was in London. Now, one of Floyd Mayweather's drivers or guys in his entourage posted pictures of the credentials to get into these events.
Yeah.
Very basic credentials anyone could make. Well, a fan took it upon himself in London to make one of these credentials. Actually made a promoter one and a VIP one. Snuck into this thing. Now, listen to this audio here. It's a long video. The guy actually posts the entire experience of getting into this thing, going VIP and all this. Here's just a snippet of it.
So I get to London, park up, walk around the outside of the building, just scoping it out. And I see this bloke from one of the other press conferences, part of Mayweather's crew. And he's like with eight other people. So I push up behind this 7'8" geezer whose arms are like the size of my legs. Literally just push up behind him and just roll straight through security behind him. Nice one, boss. So once I'm through, as far as anyone else is concerned, I'm part of the crew. So I'm latching on like a little weirdo at the back, just like following them around. And I know they're definitely like, they're going to get back somewhere. Next thing you know, oi oi, Mr. Dana White comes out. Hello. So at this point, I'm ringside, VIP. Everyone thinks I'm meant to be there. So after that little insight, I want to do my new Irish mates proud. I want to walk out there with McGregor. Now this wasn't going to be easy. I duck one, duck two, and follow two of Floyd Mayweather's cameramen down the corridor. Now this wasn't going to be easy. Oh shit, there's Dana White again. Hello, mate. No, anyway, I could get jumped at any point for being on the other team. But I prevailed. I see the game plan. Putting a load of henchmen either side of the corridor trying to intimidate me, but it wasn't working. All the countless hours I put in, copying, pasting, cutting out bits of paper, buying a new laminator from Tesco's, all led to this moment. I'm thinking about becoming Irish. Dual citizenship, is that possible? I had made it, and there I was, stood next to my cauliflower-eared hero, my little Irish pocket of gold, and I was going to walk out with him and fulfill my dream.
Opposite three defeats, here's the former UFC featherweight.
The commentator called Conor the former UFC featherweight, and it annoyed him, and it annoyed me too. I was now part of this crew. Holy shit, I did it. So now I consider myself part of the crew. Decided to go to the actual press conference after as well. So this was it, ladies and gentlemen. This was the moment where I'd finally get to fill the fourth thing that I wanted to do. Ask Conor whether he'd prefer to fight 20 duck-sized Mayweathers or one Mayweather-sized duck. Now I can confirm for you today that Conor McGregor, the reigning UFC lightweight champion of the world, the most anticipated fighter on the planet, didn't answer the question. Because I didn't ask him the question, I bitched out. I flopped on the fourth. Ah well, it was alright, still good anyway. Anyway, Conor, if you watch this, feel free to get back and answer the question. Or fly me out to Vegas for the flight. I don't mind. You don't have to get me a ticket. I'll try and get in.
Jeez.
I mean, copy and paste, new laminate machine.
Wow.
And he just got right in, huh?
Really was amazing how he made it. It took him like 20 minutes.
Yeah. But he made his a credential and got into...
It's a long video. It's on For the Win.
It was pretty,
really
long there, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. What else you got?
All right. Our next story takes us to golf. And apparently there are 1,004 golfers walking the planet that are better than Tiger Woods.
Wow.
1,004? He dropped to 1,005 on the world golf rankings.
And dropping.
Are you hurt?
No. I mean, he's not golfing. What do you expect? Because you're Tiger Woods, what, are you going to stay 50 in the world?
Yeah. Why not?
He couldn't play on the .com tour right now.
Are you on that tour? He'd be the best on your tour.
I'm terrible.
I know. That's why he'd be the best on your tour.
Of course, Tiger's not very good either.
No, I mean, he wouldn't beat you by much.
All right, we go to the Big 12 media days for the next story here. And Texas Tech, Cliff Kingsbury, the coach over there, was doing his press conference. Their offense was good last year. They had the fifth-ranked scoring offense in college football. They're the last-ranked scoring defense.
Ooh.
This upset
last in all of college football defense. That's bad.
Upset one of the beat reporters. Here's the question that he was asked yesterday.
DeLugage with Atlanta News. Follow-up to Mr. Bowles' question, Coach. You're a fine coach. It's a great conference. Great school. All-world offense. I figure there may be 5,000 seniors who start on defense in Texas a year. You recruit from other states. Why can't you get 10, 15, or 20 who can hold your opponents to 30 points or less a game?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer.
He had no answer for it.
Well, what can you
like,
say at that point?
We're really bad on defense.
They are.
We got to outscore everybody 50-49 every game.
Yep.
That's
a good media day question, though. I've heard some good ones before. That
what are you
going to
do? I mean, you're dead last. That's going to be brought up a few times.
You can't say anything at that point. Yeah, we stink on defense, but look at our offense.
If you were following along with this story yesterday, Lucky Whitehead, he went out of town over the weekend and his dog was stolen. Now, the dog was being held for $10,000 ransom, so he went on Instagram and posted about it. The dog got home safely.
Thank goodness.
That's good.
Early this morning, so we just wanted to update that story.
We like a nice dog story.
Yeah.
Finish, an ending. Yep. Good stuff.
Would you pay $10,000 to get your dog back?
Oh, God.
Hey, don't put me in this position.
No.
I'm going right to Steve Carver and asking for a loan.
No.
Our general manager
your
and everything.
Your wife would make you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't even
my
think
wife
twice.
Would definitely.
She'd probably give him 11
she'd
grand.
She'd empty out the savings account to get the dog back.
Yeah.
I'd say we can get another one.
My wife would sell my car just to get it back. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, we had that story yesterday about the Canadian Football League promotion.
Yeah, and the groceries.
Lost $1 million. Yeah. But we have another loser here involved in a giveaway. Predators fan, Nashville Predators fan. His name is Andrew Fudge. The Predators, when they were in the Stanley Cup Finals, it was one of the hottest tickets in sports. And they ran a little promotion on their Twitter account. You could tweet to them, use their hashtag, and you were registered to win tickets. So this guy, Andrew, enters the contest on Twitter, and he says he's not a big Twitter user. He checked it yesterday, a month later, to find out in his inbox that he had won the contest. The Predators actually messaged him and said, you have two tickets waiting for you for the game.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to be at the box office in the will call. Just realized this again yesterday, a month after the game.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah,
that's stinky. Check your inbox. Like, come on.
I'm not a very good social media guy myself, so there's been a lot of stuff that gets to me late. I'm guilty. What else?
Hollywood's headlines are brought to you by Body Armor Sports Drink. It's time for you to ditch outdated sports drinks and switch to Body Armor Sports Drink for superior hydration.
I'm going to have a couple today, man, playing a little tennis. Well, I'll tell you what, I used to have a boss that liked to get out, but now all of a sudden he takes his job way too seriously and he won't get away. And between Orlando and Miami, the guy, seriously, down here by himself and you can't get him out to play. It's unbelievable. Hey, we got to take a quick break. We got 8 o'clock hour. Craig
I'm not
Mish,
a part of that, by the way.
National radio host for Sirius
good
XM.
Guy.
You got to take a couple of jabs at
no,
him.
No, good guy.
Gotta
takes care
couple,
of us.
You got to, you know what? I don't.
You're on your own boat here.
He doesn't want to play in the heat. He knows it's hot out there, and he doesn't. And
where's the indoor tennis center?
Is really?
I don't know.
There is
trying to hook Steve up.
It's in the Northeast. That's all you have. None of that stuff down here. Anyway,
play racquetball,
Craig. No, we don't play racquetball. We're tennis players, not racquetball players. Hey, we're gonna take a break here. Craig will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.